girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up, girl? You like whales? Because if so, we could go humpback at my place. Well, whatever you do after he says that, don't harpoon him in the blowhole. Instead, tell him that he's 10 times cuter than your last boyfriend, and that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Matt. I don't understand why you're ducking my text, but you need to Venmo me that money immediately. Okay, it's been weeks now. You destroyed my bike. I mean, you can't go downstairs on a bike, okay? And it's been a couple of weeks, and I need to get my money.
Next message.
Oh, that is messed up, man.
I want to know what he did with that bike, though. It sounds like it was something fun that he was trying to do.
Yeah, down some stairs. Yeah.
I think he may be in the hospital after actually that.
People are not using the Loser Line anymore to give out to people that are just trying to get dates. Now it's just like to get out of anything that somebody might need to get a hold of you for.
I'll pay you in cash in full. I'll give you interest. Just here, take my number.
Call me anytime, day or night.
It's literally bill collectors now calling.
Yep. Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, it's Squirrel. Still haven't found my nuts, you know.
Oh, my
God. Come on. I've texted and I've called and it's, you remember, you know, come on. It's the last time Squirrel's going to call, okay? All right. Love you, Puddin' Pop. Bye.
Next message.
Oh, my God. That guy really didn't do anything that wrong, and I hate him.
They have to be the worst nicknames, Squirrel and Pudding Pop.
Yeah, and yeah. No woman has ever been attracted to a squirrel.
Yeah.
I don't think her nickname is actually Pudding Pop. I think he made that up. But
yeah.
If your name is Squirrel and you're trying to get a date, most likely it's not going to happen.
Yeah, don't be shocked.
Dude, I mean, squirrels even, they're rodents, man. They're rodents with bushy tails.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. The hardest part about getting the number is spelling loser, L-O-S-E-R.
Not two O's.
Yes, here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, David, it's I'm really sorry Tyson peed all over your jacket. I know it's super expensive. He just gets really excited when he's in bars. You gave me your number, so I figured you want to go on a date. So I'd love to make it up to you. So I'll let you take me out to dinner. Okay, just give me a call. And again, I'm really sorry about your jacket. Okay, bye.
Next message.
Took a while to hang up there, too.
Oh, my God. And I love how people who have dogs that they bring into the bar and then the dog pees somewhere, they think they're doing it because they're excited, not because they're having a full-blown anxiety attack because dogs don't want to be in bars.
What? Dogs want to be everywhere humans are.
Because dogs
are people, too.
Yeah, they're not dogs. They're people.
My dog will get you some money for that jacket that he peed on. Here's another message.
Next message.
Christine, it's... I'm at the Starbucks that you told me to meet you at. I have the drink order that you wrote down for me. It's all ready, just to make sure. I've got you here. A venti, half whole milk, quarter 1%, quarter non-fat, extra hot, split quad shots, 1.5 shots decaf, 2.5 shots regular, no foam latte, with whip, 2 packs of Splenda, 1 sugar in the raw, a touch of vanilla syrup, and 3 short sprinkles of cinnamon.
Oh, my God.
All right. So really hope that sounded all right. I mean, the barista definitely gave me a little bit of the stink eye when I threw that order at them. But it's ready. So where are you?
Next message.
Oh, man.
Congratulations. Whoever gave that Loser Line phone number out, you did a wonderful job.
One of the best pranks we've had.
That is the best Starbucks troll I've ever heard.
And you can tell he really liked her because he like wrote it down.
Oh, yeah,
he made sure he was getting it right. He's like, it's just such a complicated drink order. It's going to impress her so much if I actually get it right.
And how did it not ever occur to him? I mean, she's putting shots of decaf and shots of regular espresso in it. Like, what do you do?
1%?
Right. The way some people order, though,
no,
I could actually definitely believe that if somebody told me that. Remember, again, you can get the number. Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Mike, it's Carrie. We met the other night at the club. I'm the one with the blonde hair and the green eyes and the cute little body. And, you know, we talked about Advocare, that workout supplement. And you said that if I called you the next day, you'd be willing to buy 7 boxes. So I just want to get that order in so I can get it back to you as soon as possible. And just so you know, I have a deal that if you buy 5 or more boxes, I'll make out with them. I'm just kidding. I totally want to make out with you anyway. And I wouldn't even be selling this to you if I didn't try it myself. I mean, I love this stuff. Our motto is We Build Champions. And you saw my body. It looks good, doesn't it? And I want to make you a champion.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Great idea. Anybody who sells workout supplements, they are always talking about it, too.
Most annoying people.
Yeah. Like the Rodan and Fields thing. I don't know if you guys
get that.
Like
pink drink.
Oh, my God. People who I haven't talked to in 10 years are, like, hitting me up on Facebook. So, Brooke.
Dude, and not even they'll hit you up.
No, I don't need it.
I get hit up and they'll be like, hey, not only will you try it, will you share this on your wall?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I won't. And that's exactly... what he did. He got her back because I'm sure in the bar she's like, you know what else you should do? You should buy some of my Advocare.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, how about you just call me about it? I'll definitely buy some. Remember, listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every Monday. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.